92.1. WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. I'm Mary Ellen Murphy in the studio. We say hello to the mayor of the city of Grand Haven, Bob Manetza. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Mary Ellen. How are you?
I'm good.
Another beautiful day in Grand Haven.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
Every day is a beautiful
day. I'm telling you, it's going to just be a gloomy, rainy day, and I hope that doesn't deter people from voting tomorrow. 100% chance of rain tomorrow. It was really good to see you out and about for Fall Fest.
Yes.
You had your, I had my granddaughters with me, and you had your little, what did you have? Your measuring tape.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what were you, Bob the Builder or something?
I'm kind of famous for that. But.
You carry it all the time, so it really wasn't a costume.
Just an old habit, you know.
I love it.
But yeah, Fall Fest was great. You know, there was a lot of people turned out for that and gave kids and parents an opportunity to get out with their costumes. And it was a Saturday morning, early afternoon, so wasn't any time pressure on it.
It was awesome.
And then we still had our trick or treat at the community center on Halloween.
That went really well, didn't it?
It did,
because it was so windy down here.
And you know, we still had neighborhood trick or treating because the weather was pretty decent. So we had a good Halloween all the way around.
Good. That's good to hear. That's really, really good to hear. Now we're into a new month, and when I was driving in this morning, I wasn't sure if it was a little bit of snow. It wasn't. It wasn't. But the way it was hitting my windshield so hard, I thought, oh, my goodness.
Maybe you're driving too fast.
That might be. Yeah, might be. You've got a meeting that starts at 4 o'clock today. Am I correct on this? Or no, is not with the city council. That's with the Economic Development Corporation?
Yeah, because there's. If you look on the city's website, they'll have agendas. There's a tab there for agendas, and you can look and see what's coming up. And there's also a tab there for government meetings, government meeting calendar that shows things for the next month that are coming up. And they list as a public hearing something for the EDC-BRA, which is the Economic Development Corporation, and Brownfield Redevelopment Authority, which are actually a combined board. They're two different functions in the same board.
Gotcha.
That's at 4 o'clock. That's not a public hearing, so it's not really really listed correctly there, but we'll be talking about potentially a Brownfield TIF, which is a tax increment financing reimbursement program for a property on Kuiman Avenue, which is it's south of Taylor on Kuiman, which is kind of a dead end road down there, and there's a piece of property there which is undeveloped and which has potentially some Brownfield TIF activity that needs to be done there, and that's a way to encourage an underutilized property to be redeveloped. And the you know, it's always cheaper to go out in the township or out in the countryside somewhere and develop some greenfield property, something that's never been touched, never been developed.
Yeah.
There's no burden on it other than getting utilities. In the city, you frequently have either pollution on the ground or obsolete structures or something or another that makes it more expensive to redevelop property in the city. And so that's why you look at potential tax incentives just to kind of level the playing field. So the city makes something of an investment in the way of foregone taxes that are plowed back into those kinds of activities. And then that's only on the increment, on the increase in value.
Okay.
So the base value stays the same as taxed as always. But tax increment financing takes the increase in value, collects that tax, and puts it towards some of these costs for environmental remediation or removal of obsolete structures. So that's what the EDC-BRA does most of the time.
Okay.
That's a meeting at 4 o'clock. It's not a public hearing.
Got it.
Certainly is an open meeting. Anybody can go to it and attend.
Sure.
We don't get a lot of visitors for that, but it's an open meeting.
You might today. It's a rainy, icky day, so who knows?
You know, people might be looking for something to do.
Yeah, hey,
show
man
up at City Hall for a meeting. That's okay. And then at 6:30, we'll be having a work session. We haven't had a lot of work sessions lately, but work sessions are a time when we can get presentations by people who are working on various things they want to put before council, but they aren't ready for any kind of action. And so we'll do a presentation where they can talk about what they're doing, and because it's a work session instead of a formal meeting, you can have an informal dialogue with council members if you have questions or things you want to talk about within the context of this presentation.
Okay.
Then we can do that and get a lot of information shared with council and with the public. And so we do that before our regular meeting. Usually sometimes we'll do a presentation within the meeting, but we're kind of mindful of the amount of time that it takes for a meeting and how late meetings can go. And so having the presentations like this early is kind of beneficial. So we'll be hearing from some high school students, the future prepped group of students. I don't know exactly what they're presenting. They've been tasked with looking into some sustainability issues.
Okay.
things like recycling, composting, some other issues which could make the city more sustainable. What you might do, what kind of policies the city might adopt, what kind of programs would be appropriate. And, like I say, I don't know exactly what they've got prepared for us. We'll find out at 6:30.
Okay.
And then immediately following that, in the same work session, we're going to hear from John Kinch on the Community Energy Plan. They've been working on this for over a year now. And it's the Community Energy Plan is a way of benchmarking energy usage within the city, policies the city might pursue to make itself more efficient and reduce our carbon footprint, things that we can do to kind of help the residents do the same, you know, reduce their energy usage, reduce carbon footprint, just basically things that we might be able to push out into the private sector.
Sure.
The city doesn't directly control things in the private sector, but we can sometimes have policies which encourage one behavior over another, one kind of investment over another, and the city can certainly control its own activities. So Community Energy Plan will deal with a lot of that, and they should be getting close to a final plan on this. So I think what we're going to hear is kind of a status report, which is fairly close to the end product.
Okay.
So that'll be at 6:30. That should take an hour. If it takes a little longer, we have time. We have a space in our regular meeting to finish up a discussion. If we get done early, then sometimes we'll talk about various things, but
sure,
we don't do any business during a work session.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we just recess for a few minutes and say, okay, we'll reconvene at 7:30, which is our normal time for a meeting. So in our regular meeting was not really a very big agenda.
I know it's not.
If you look at it, we're going to have another presentation, a third presentation during the meeting. This one will be from Scott Borg with Harbor Transit, just an update and just kind of a status report.
Oh, good.
Because, you know, they have... they serve us five municipalities. They're actually an independent authority now, independent in the sense they're not a city department anymore like they used to be, but their board of directors includes representatives from the five area municipalities plus one person who is at-large representative. So the city has two representatives on that board, which would be Ashley Latch as a city manager, and Kevin McLaughlin serves on that board as a city council representative.
Okay.
And they, like I say, they service a larger area than the city. They recently got a $16 million grant from the federal government to build a new terminal building.
Right.
And buy some additional buses. And they've been talking about breaking ground on that sitting next spring. So, you know, a year later, a year and a half later, they'll probably be relocating to a new terminal facility.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool because they've outgrown the one they're in.
Yeah.
The one they're in is kind of centrally located, so it's convenient,
mm-hmm.
But there's no room for growth there. So they really need to do something. Even in my first term as mayor, I was on a committee with the Harbor Transit looking at potential sites for a new terminal building.
Really? Okay.
We didn't make much progress there before I was off and not involved anymore. But
mm-hmm.
since then, they've identified a site in the Grand Haven Township south of Walmart, and they've now they've got some funding, and they're ready to do stuff.
Awesome.
So we'll hear more about that from Scott.
Okay.
We will have a consent agenda. There's really only... There's a couple items on it, like approving the minutes and approving the bills.
Yep.
We have to pay our bills. We do that in the consent agenda. But council has to vote to pay the bills. That's one of the functions of council.
It's
pretty much, I mean, we do go through these and look at what the bills are. Two council members review the bills every time before a meeting and say, okay, if there's a question about it,
you ask
a question, what's this,
yeah.
what's that?
All right.
Occasionally there's something to challenge. Usually it's pretty much just, okay, it makes sense. So you do that. There is an item on here on the consent agenda about the Hart Solar Purchase Power Agreement for the Board of Light and Power. This is something that it's a long-term contract, and contracts of a certain scale or a certain duration have to be approved also by council. So after the BLP votes on it, then city council has an opportunity to vote on it as well.
Oh, okay.
We usually don't challenge that because it's been discussed pretty thoroughly at the BLP, but if there's questions, then we ask questions, and then we can vote to confirm that. And that is really, it's a solar power project, which is not built yet,
mm-hmm.
but which the MPPA, which is Michigan Public Power Association, has a contract for a portion of their capacity. And the members of the MPPA, which includes BLP, each get a chunk of that part that MPPA buys. And that's what the contract's about. Well, they've had to renegotiate it a couple of times due to cost overruns and construction delays and various things. And so this is like the second amendment to that plan. So it's been voted on two times previously. Now there's an amendment to it. So the terms are changing.
Okay.
So that's really what we're doing. So it's that's why it's on consent agenda as opposed to an item of new business.
Mm-hmm.
We don't anticipate a lot of discussion. But if someone has a question, we'll move it off from consent agenda and put it in new business and talk about it.
All right.
That's what we do with consent agenda. So we're not required to leave it there. We can challenge it or talk about it, whatever the preference of council is.
Okay.
We really only have two items of new business on this. There's we have a commercial dock as part of our city marina where the granium cycle boat has been for the past several years. Well, that was put out for bids for their contract. Their license agreement ended. They put out for bids. They bid on it, and also Big Blue GHLLC also bid on it, and they outbid the cycle boat folks.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at a contract with Big Blue GHLLC, which is a Spring Lake guy that runs this. And we'll be awarding that license agreement to them instead of the cycle boat.
Okay.
And so that'll be a change. And so the contracts have to be voted on by council.
All right.
So if there's questions about that, we'll ask those questions. And probably the most substantial thing or the most important thing on our agenda is this second item of new business, which is task order procedures with the Board of Light and Power for Harbor Island remediation. So when we had our joint meeting a while ago, we had a lot of discussion around task order approvals because BLP had passed a resolution in 2022 saying the things that weren't already under contract, they weren't going to agree to until certain things were agreed to between council. They were really looking for a big overall plan for dealing with Harbor Island and all the issues with it. And that big overall plan kind of depends on final administrative consent order, and it kind of depends on having an exact course that we're taking with the remediation.
Right.
There's a lot of unknowns still out there.
I know.
But there's a lot of tasks that are being done. And those tasks are broken down into task orders, and they're like separate little jobs that are being done that have to be paid for as they go. And we reached a point where the BLP would have to modify their resolution on what to do with paying for their share of that, and the city council has their share of that to pay.
Okay.
And so at our work session with the BLP board, we talked about how do we deal with that in the context of all these other issues that mm-hmm. are kind of clouding the matter of taking care of task orders. And what we talked about was let's have a process wherein if it's clearly BLP responsibility or clearly city responsibility, then that's really not much of a question. But where you have a mixed responsibility or a joint responsibility for payment, we would have our administrators sort that out, bring it to the two bodies to vote on.
Okay.
And so that was the concept. And what we have in front of us here, something that the BLP voted on in their last meeting, was formalizing that. And it doesn't say much more than what I just described.
Okay.
Says that, you know, if it's a city job, we pay for it. If it's a BLP job, they pay for it.
That makes
if
sense.
If it's mixed responsibility, then basically the project manager goes to BLP staff and to the city council. Not council, but city administration.
Okay.
And then they talk about it. They decide, well, what's the proportion? What's the responsibility? What's really in this task and who has to deal with it. And then they bring it back to the two boards to vote on.
All right.
And so it's kind of a good faith effort to get things moving along.
Okay.
I think it's a good way for us to prove that we can work together in a constructive manner. And
that's good to know.
Actually take care of Harbor Island, because that's really the critical thing here.
It sure is.
All the other issues are kind of ancillary to that.
It's like, I know.
Here's what we got to take care of. So,
I know.
So I think we have kind of a working agreement here that'll get us through at least until our next big step, which the next big step would be the consent order, which tells us exactly what we have to do and when we have to do it and the timeline. And, of course, when the regulators lay all this stuff out and the administrative law judge issues a consent order, they don't necessarily care what it costs.
I know.
What they care about is that here's the things you're going to do.
Okay.
And so that's coming, and we're not there yet. They're still in the discovery stage on certain things, some of the background. They've measured most of the background pollution, but they have they keep finding new things.
Okay.
And the laws keep changing, too.
I know. So I know. We're out of time. Thank you. We covered a lot.
We did.
And don't forget to vote tomorrow, everybody. And we'll see how that all pans out. I don't know if we'll have answers Wednesday night. Maybe by Wednesday morning we'll know a few things. But
well, I have faith in the electoral system, and I think that if it takes a little extra time to be sure that it's right, then let's take that extra time and not stress about it too much.
There you go. Thanks for being here.
All right. Thanks for having me.